Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch's sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to the show, my friends. Welcome to a brand new week and welcome to a bit of a change here at the podcast. Starting today, we are giving this podcast a brand new name. As you know, this has been the daily practice for a while and I felt like it was time to shake things up a little bit and to finally arrive at a name that really does the content of this podcast justice. So I'm really excited to introduce Self-Care Daily. It just makes more sense. We've had some people ask throughout the years, what does it mean to have a daily practice and a daily practice of what? And really what we do here on the show every single day and every single week is different variations of self-care practices. So we have decided to rename the show just to make it a little clearer for people who haven't found their way to our community just yet. Self-Care Daily. The content of the show stays the same. Every Monday, I'm here with a topic and a theme for the week. Tuesdays, we contemplate and journal. Wednesdays, we have our gratitude or meditation practice. On Thursdays, we go even deeper. And Friday, as always, is an actionable practice. But every single day is some form of self-care. So we are from here on now called Self-Care Daily.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome, everyone. I am so glad that you're here. This week, I've been really sitting with the topic and the work that I want us to do this week, and I keep coming back to my heart. I have a feeling all of us right now could use a little bit of space to really tune into what our heart is actually telling us. It's an overwhelming time to be a human in this world. There is so much happening, so much heartbreak and pain unfolding all over the world. And of course, in our personal day-to-day lives, we have that beautiful, challenging mix of gratitude and excitement and pain and sorrow, just the way life goes. So I thought having a week this week where we give ourselves some tools and some practices to be able to listen to our hearts a little bit closer than we normally do, I think could serve us really well and also increase our capacity to be really present with what's happening in the world, to feel those feelings that are left to be felt and to be of service in any way we can. So this week, we are really listening to our hearts and tuning in to understand what our heart is trying to tell us. You can take a moment right here, right now, just to place one of your hands right on your heart center and do a little check-in. You know, how is your heart doing today? Have you been able to be present with the container of your heart lately? Or do you find yourself shutting your heart down, listening more to your head and to your mind? Are you so absorbed in the busyness of day-to-day life that it's just hard to carve out the space to really be present with your heart, to really listen within, and to really feel all of those feelings that might be asking for some of your attention? So the question we are asking this week is, what is my heart telling me? What does my heart want me to know? If you take a deep, full breath in, just the way you are here now, breathe in through the nose all the way down into the heart. And then softly exhale just through the nose. Let the heart and the shoulders drop a little bit. And take a moment of quietness right here, right now. Just a little moment of silence to drop into your heart space. Just to listen and just to feel for what is already here. What does my heart want me to know? That's the question we'll spend some time answering this week, and I'll have a different practice every day to get a little bit closer to that inner voice. Thank you so much for being here with me today. I am so excited to dive into self-care daily. I hope you have a beautiful rest of this Monday. And of course, I'll be back with a new practice tomorrow.